Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
I mean, he is rightly so, probably very defensive, as anybody would be.
It's the only defense we see.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Can you say what? Is that a canceled McUltra? Is it, you know, do people get offended when you call a Michelob Light a Mick?
I don't know. They cancel everything nowadays.
I think you can still say Mick Ultra.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
Leads to the left.
I got to look at this
like,
thing.
Sounds like Ken.
like me politically. So I can't catch a break.
I was surprised with the size.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Google a question.
No. I was just thinking about the first answer.
This guy.
No.
Grab a question.
You said.
Do your homework.
So the reason Mac. I was thinking about Mac. The reason.
That was frazzled. He's frazzled.
Yeah, he's frazzled. I'm going to walk this back tomorrow.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill... Greg Hill,
go!
Greg Hill,
go!
All right. As the executive producer of this show, where are you on New Year, New Intro? Or are you leaning towards sticking with this one into the new year?
I'm fine with whatever. If we want to try a new one, we can.
I see it on the text machine from time to time. I take that obviously with the go-to grain of salt, but I don't. Do you have an opinion on it?
Well, we haven't even had this one for a full year.
Yeah,
we got this one like in the summer.
Well, I always like to switch it up.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, switch it up.
I feel like a show should have an opening that you look forward to, that you feel at home with. Like, okay. If we're switching it up all the time.
A lot of people felt at home with Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah.
Some people demand that Tick, Tick, Boom makes a return. But I feel like that's going backwards.
Right.
Curtis, we move forward on this program, backwards.
We are a progressive show.
Correct. We don't walk things back on this show. We do not walk things back.
We're on the attack.
Woof.
Is Gerard Mayo still employed?
Have
you checked?
Okay. He and Volin are going to a support group later today.
Okay.
Very interesting.
I'll take your input.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's whatever you want. It's your show. I always like to switch it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Recycle that joint. You know what I mean? Turn that old school into new school.
It's hard for Shyam and I to agree on the musical portion. Like, that's the only... We went through... To find that, we went through a good 10 or 15 songs last time, I feel like.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Like. I tend to lean more new school, like little house vibes, little new school kind of even rap vibes. You tend to lean very heavy guitar vibes, which I get. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Okay, I don't think we need to shame anybody at the start of
I'm
the
not,
program.
I'm not shaming. I'm just saying the differences in our music taste is off.
I feel like you're
there's no shame there at all.
You're representing yourself to be some kind of... a musical impresario or something, as if I don't have the chops.
Not at all.
Okay.
I was just at the new school versus old school vibes. That's all. Right.
Well, we are open for suggestions, as always, on this radio show. And we got a lot to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
What? You look like you had something you wanted to talk about.
My only recommendation is I like the new Kendrick Lamar beat for
TV Off or Squabble Up.
Squabble Up.
That one slaps. Yeah. You right? Squabble you up. Right?
Yeah, I like just like that beat. But go ahead,
Mustard.
All right. Well, a lot to get to this morning, and certainly among the topics will be what the future is or isn't for Gerard Mayo. Interesting day, interesting morning for him yesterday on this radio show. Mm-hmm. Interesting day for him yesterday. Seemed like there was all kinds of hullabaloo happening when they canceled the regular all-team meeting, which normally happens on Mondays and did not happen yesterday after a loss. But I haven't seen anything that came out that suggests that he was dragged upstairs or downstairs or wherever and told to please stop inserting foot in mouth when speaking with the media.
And you think you're more towards there's a good chance he's not back?
No,
because I'm starting to lean that direction.
I have said, I am on record, I think it was my lead beginning of last week or the week before. I am not, I love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's the right guy to lead your franchise forward. That's just me.
What do you think the percentages?
But I don't think, I think it's going to be very difficult for Robert Kraft to make a change. I think he should. I think it's going to be harder for Robert Kraft to make a change after year two when it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
But I think that because Robert Kraft stuck his neck out and went with the narrative that he selected the guy 5 years ago because he was very friendly to their partners on a trip to Israel, that it's hard to make that change after 1 year. It's not one thing. It's not one thing he says. It's not one thing he does. It's a combination of things that he does, and it goes back to we talk a lot about the very first thing he ever said on the radio, which was the burn some cash comment. That doesn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. I think he may have been sold some sort of a bill of rights there, as Courtney would say. But I go back to training camp when he's got Matthew Judon dressing him down in front of the entire media and Patriot fan community, and it gets worse from there. So when you look at it football wise, the team is regressing, not progressing.
Right.
So.
But Greg, on that, the simple thing that we're discussing, which is away from the field, right? Which is just speaking with the media.
Yep.
Do you think that when he's in front of the players, he never makes mistakes? Or do you think this is sort of who he is?
He says things in the moment because he's an excitable guy who wants people to do well, and then we'll have others clean it up after.
I think the latter.
Because it would be very odd for someone in the context with us and with the regular media to have as many just missteps as he has had and then not have that during his day job.
I appreciate him trying to clean up the Alex Van Pelt thing yesterday on this show and elsewhere, but it doesn't change what happened.
Right.
I mean, his first inclination was to throw his offensive coordinator under the bus and to blame the way the offense ran and that loss essentially on him. So that doesn't bode well for an organization when that's the guy who's in charge. And I hate saying it because he's a very nice man. Very, very nice man.
You said it, I didn't.
He's great, but wouldn't you say that it's only a matter of time before Jonathan fully takes over from Robert?
I
think that if they move on from Gerard Mayo this season, then that is a clear indication that Jonathan now is the leading guy. I think if Robert is staying in charge, there's no way that he is letting go of Gerard Mayo because it makes him look bad. But if Jonathan is stepping in and Robert's taking a back seat, that's when you're going to see a change.
Right.
Yeah. I think you could assume that the two of them may have differed when it came to the decision to install Gerard Mayo without any kind of interview process of anybody else. Long before he had, apparently 5 years ago, before he had really done any coaching.
Right.
And so I think that maybe the two of them had disagreed from the start on that. So maybe that gives Jonathan the leverage if and when that decision has to be made.
But. Well, I think there's a good question I would ask the room, because I start to feel like the percentages might be going up that they would potentially move on for Mayo. But if I were to say, give me a percentage on them either moving on from Mayo or the percentage of them keeping Mayo and then moving on from the coordinators.
I would guess that DeMarcus Covington is gone, right?
Yes.
Because you have to blame the regression of the defense on somebody.
Okay.
Mayo blamed it on the injuries yesterday. He did.
Yeah,
he's been kind of going down that road.
Right, Curtis?
Oh, no. The odds that Gerard Mayo was fired in season is nil.
Right.
The odds that he's back as a head coach of this team next year, I would put about 10%.
10%?
Okay, but what do you think the last 3 weeks of this dumpster fire looks like? Oof. Like, don't you think it's going to get worse? Like,
yeah, because you played Buffalo twice.
Buffalo put 48 up on the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to put up on you this week?
Mm.
And by the way, they changed that game to a 4:00 start on Sunday.
I'd say less.
Less, you would?
Yeah. Well, it's because they're going to be up 30-0, and they're just going to run the ball the second half and not do anything.
Okay.
That could be a good. Yeah, that's a good point.
They might be up 30-0 in the first quarter, Shaq. Yeah.
That's fair.
I mean, I don't know.
The way Josh Allen's playing, he could score in a matter of seconds.
They're going to rest some guys, wouldn't you think?
No.
No.
The second time that we see the Bills?
No, because there's still a chance they could be going
especially with Patrick Mahomes probably out this week. Yeah. The Chiefs could lose, and the Bills will be one game back.
We talked about it yesterday. It's a little, Curtis, I think you brought it up sidebar-ish, but that's a judicial reference for you, Courtney.
Thank you.
But it seems a tad bit unfair that the Chiefs play 3 games in 10 days or whatever it is.
It is, if there's ever someone whose injury will change the game, it was Tom when he was the stud. Now it's Mahomes. I don't think they should play Thursday night football in December or Wednesday night football. Saturday's fine. So this weekend, now that college football is relatively done for a bit. They have Saturday NFL games, which has always been a staple. I love that. But Thursday night, this time of year, when you've already played 15 games, when you're in a very contested playoff race, I think it's stupid. I understand Amazon paid untold amounts of money for it.
For Thursday nights, and Netflix paid a ton for Christmas.
But let's say Mahomes on Christmas aggravates this high ankle sprain and he's out the rest of the way.
Right.
Then people say, it was this quick turnaround. Just like Bernard Pollard diving at Tom's leg changed the rule. I don't know. I just think it's not good for the sport. I don't think the product's that great. and it's a competitive disadvantage for some teams.
Well, can't they give them, like, whoever's going to play on Thursday night at the end of the season, can't they give them, like, the bye week right before the Thursday night game?
I guess they could theoretically schedule so, that. Would you want it before
the bye weeks
after?
Are done.
No.
Yeah, there's no more byes.
But I'm saying you could schedule a bye week for
heading into December, heading like into the last week of November for all those
right.
teams.
Right. So for the team that would be playing on Wednesday or Thursday, they could just have the bye week, and then they would play Wednesday and Thursday, and then they'd play the following, you know, their regular schedule for the following Sunday.
This is Jim from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you guys. I love your show.
Jim,
I see all you guys, and Courtney also.
Jim, Merry Christmas, and best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year.
Thank you. And I just, you know, I'm not even a Patriots fan, believe it or not. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. But I just, I do not think it's Alex Van Pelt. I think that, you know, he could lead Drake in the right direction. But it's just, I don't think Gerard Mayo is the right coach. He's not the right person for the job. I don't know what you guys could tell me on that.
Yeah. Well, Van Pelt threw Gerard under the bus first, remember?
Not really.
On Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. I don't consider that to be throwing him under the bus.
Well, he basically said,
go ahead.
Basically said, we're either aggressive or a little bit more conservative based on what the head coach wants us to do.
I work for coach, and if coach says to run the ball, I run the ball. If he says be aggressive, I'm aggressive. So I get to call the plays, but again, you know, Coach Mayo makes some of those decisions.
I mean, that's a clear...
How's that throwing him under the bus?
What have we always been talking about? This team is not aggressive.
Yeah.
That's a clear cut. I don't decide whether or not we're aggressive or whether or not we're conservative, it's what Coach Mayo wants me to do.
Okay, so then you're saying that Gerard Mayo is justified in what he did on Sunday because of that?
No. I'm with you, Wiggy, because I think if the roles were reversed and Gerard Mayo said that, we'd be crucifying him. And nobody's really talking about the fact that AVP maybe threw the first stone.
Yeah.
And I think we take everything Gerard says so seriously, and other people just throw things around and we're like, oh, well, so is Gerard, you know, justified in coming back at him? I just think we hold Gerard to a different standard, and maybe it is because he's the head coach and he's not just a coordinator, but I think we go a little bit too far in reading into everything he says.
And I'm not
we don't do that with the other guys.
And I'm not saying, Greg, that Gerard should have came back and threw him under the bus. I'm just saying that you could tell there's a lot of finger pointing. Even Van Pelt was like, well, when I'm hearing all these things out there, we're not aggressive. Well, that's not me. That's the head coach telling me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I would expect the guy who is the CEO of the organization to be above all that anyway. And when the organization has a loss, it's on you as the leader to take the blame for it. So, and I don't read into anything he says. He says these things plain as daylight. Like, there's no, I don't have to read into him. Like, he stands up there and throws a guy under the bus. So
I didn't hear the interview live, and Jones and Keefe was a great show. I listen every day. It's spectacular. Keefe talking about the recital he went to yesterday was one of the funniest stories I've heard. but I don't know if they followed up, because it would be a good place to ask Van Pelt. Mayo calls you the head coach of the offense. Are you not? Because if he's the head coach of the offense, then it's up to him, right?
Right, yeah. But clearly the way he made it seem like he's not, right?
Right. So it's a good point. Like, what this whole thing is convoluted finger pointing.
Right, yeah. And so that's kind of like, and I don't like, I get what you're saying, Greg. Mayo should be above that, and maybe that led to like some of his pettiness, but it all started with Alex Van Pelt basically throwing him under the bus about.
Yeah,
Mayo being the guy who kind of decides what direction we go in as an offense.
All right. Well, there is a lot to get to when it comes to Gerard Mayo and to lots of other things on this show this morning. And we will do that, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes around 6:25 or 6:30. They said it at 7:00.
That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will definitely talk about what Bill Belichick said yesterday about whether he cares about the Shula record or not. That and other things coming up during They Said It. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. Science has apparently found the woman with the perfect body. And she
can't wait to hear this one.
And she exists here in this country that we live in, and she happens to be an influencer. And so,
I can't wait.
The perfect body. Wing.
All right, she's probably built like MRAT. Science is going to tell me.
Perfect. Well, I don't. There's nothing wrong with Emily.
No.
But that's not the perfect body. I happen to favor Emily Ratajkowski. I would say it is the perfect body that you and I would differ.
Yes.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Yes. Well, so we would, you and I would differ
what
on
type of eye does science have?
Yes.
I mean, it's the whole package. It's not just the
We're talking strictly body, though.
It's not just the badonk. As you tend to focus on.
I like a Cardi B or a Lotto.
Right. Wiggy says booty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes. I like a Cardi B built or not a Lotto. Lotto's got a nice built.
And the Patriots have found out that when it comes to holding, Booty is not the guy to be able to do it. What else? Anything else? Oh, Ty Tuesday, Ty Law at 9. And, of course, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas, which are winding down. Only today and tomorrow left when it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. So be listening at exactly 8:45. I will tell you to call, and you can win big. Curtis is re-gifting this holiday season. I haven't even seen what we got yet.
Well, a little bit of puck luck in today's
pretty good
offering.
Oh yeah,
the battle for the Esiason house.
Yeah, we have puck action, we have rock and roll action, and we have autographed memorabilia. Oof. It looks like so. 8:45 this morning.
One
right
of
now,
a kind.
Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 in Monday Night Football. There is an update on Patrick Mahomes after his ankle injury on Sunday. He has a high ankle sprain. His status for Saturday against Houston is questionable. And Greg brought it up, but members of the media received a note from the Pats PR yesterday stating, quote, Patriots players will not have a team meeting today. Very weird after a loss. And the Pats-Bills game has been flexed to a 4:25 start on Sunday.
What is that? I mean, why are we not diving more into this?
The meeting thing?
Yeah. What's today? Today's what?
Tuesday?
Oh, okay. Today's the day off. I thought today was Wednesday. Don't worry about it. He probably said, normally those are called Victory Mondays. I'll see you on Wednesday. Maybe he's like, you know what? We stink. Everybody go home, recalibrate, come back Wednesday. All right.
The Bruins are back in action tonight, continuing their road trip out west, taking on the Flames in Calgary. Puck drop is at 9. And congratulations are in order to the University of Vermont, whose men's soccer team won the first national championship in program history, beating Marshall 2-1.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So congrats to UVM.
All right.
Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is sensational ready meal salads for $6.99 each. That's right. Ready meal salads are $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, something fierce going around. Chimes got a cold. I don't know. James was in the sprinkle pit at the ice cream place, and I feel like I've got the plague. I don't know.
Are you sick, Chime?
I'm dying, Greg.
Really?
Yeah. My head feels like it's going to explode.
Oh, that was me yesterday. I apologize.
Oh, you were sick yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I still have it, but it's gotten better today.
All right.
Well,
popping yourself with the cold medication?
Yeah, Mucinex has really been a godsave.
All right, cool. I'll pick some up.
Yeah, I just snort that.
I feel great.
I can't snort anything.
So I feel great, look great. I mean, honestly, at my advanced age, I seem to be the picture of perfect health.
You said you feel great in what else?
And look.
Look great.
I said I look great.
Oh, it might have an eye thing.
Science has proved the perfect body for great.
You are wearing like a new little getup this morning.
Oh, I haven't worn this before?
No, it's like a little shacket.
Oh, it's a shacket. And it
a
was
shacket?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It was a birthday gift from Lynn's.
Cute.
And it's from Lulu for Men.
Oh.
And so
athleisure.
It's a little athleisure.
You hold the app.
I noticed Twitch this morning was already commenting on it. They are happy that I wore a t-shirt under the primary garment. That's a big debate that they have. with the way I dress myself in there.
So. I don't think that should be a debate.
So hello, and good morning to Twitch. And thank you for mentioning it.
I like it.
And I like this hair color you're with these days.
I do not color my hair. If I did, I would color my beard at the same time. That's one of those things.
You look great. I'm just
Twitch people
fun.
Say that is an absolute bold-faced lie.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know me. I'm always with the Twitchers.
I have gray in my hair. I do not. I would never color my hair. Right.
I think I'm going to go with a little blonde tips.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Sunning?
Like Joe Burrow-like?
No. Like, you know, more like Future.
Oh.
Yeah, because, ooh. You know, with the dreads, a lot of people tend to do that.
Okay.
So, but, right. You know, my wife, she likes that, so who knows? We'll
ooh.
See.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, new year, new wigs.
You know, 2025.
Spicing it up.
I love it.
You got to.
I don't know if you can spice it more, but we'll try. it feels like 43 out right now, afternoon high of 55.
Nice boot town. I stop.
Subaru of New England text line for suggesting there is no college football this weekend. You have your date screwed up.
No, every Saturday, the Saturday following Navy, there's always been NFL games. This is the first year there'll be playoffs. There's usually an obscure bowl or two, but
yes.
My entire life, the Saturday following the Army-Navy game begins NFL on Saturday. But thank you to the meter maid that corrected that.
All right. Once you get them tickets from meter maids, ain't no fixing those things.
Nope.
I mean, a governor can't even get you.
You can't get
there.
Those fixed?
Nope.
Did you try?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Did you go to the right? Did you talk to the right person?
Don't matter who you talk to.
Really?
Yeah, the governor can't do nothing for you.
I mean, did the gentleman think it was a coincidence that they just started playing on Saturday at the conclusion of the regular season of college football?
I don't know. Squabble up.
We got a lot going on the show this morning. It is a Ty Tuesday, and Ty Law will join us at 9. With his thoughts on the New England Patriots and Gerard Mayo and this week in the NFL and other things. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Bill Belichick said about whether he cares about the Shula record or not, coming up at 7 during They Said It. Where are we on Christmas rejoins? Because I'm only working today or tomorrow, so if there are songs I want to hear, they have to be. I got to squeeze them in today.
Yeah, right. I've been mixing it. I mixed in a bunch yesterday. I felt like so. I've been trying to intertwine them with normal music along the way.
Okay, all right. I have a couple requests, and
sounds
I've
mad nasally.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, it's I've been shredded. Absolutely shredded for the condition of my tree, the size of my tree.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing.
It's really not. It's like the I think we learned this during while watching Charlie Brown. It's not the size of your tree, it's the thought that counts.
Okay.
And it's
the love that surrounds it.
It is the love that surrounds it. You are correct, Coco. And so I'm not. People are asking me, why don't I go in there? The thing leans way to the left. Yeah. Why don't I go in there and fix that? That's a whole project. Like, you know how it goes. Once you get the tourney screw things in and the stand, if you have to take one of those out and move the tree, you don't get it right when you go back. And I'm very happy with it.
Yeah,
it's, you know, objects
looks bad, man.
It doesn't look bad.
And then the top of the tree is like 3 feet of whatever, one branch, yeah, and then a little star stuck on it.
How would I cut that off? I don't either. Have
With scissors.
Yeah. No, not with scissors. You don't use scissors. You ruin your scissors. I don't have, like, a tree-cutting apparatus that is in my condo. Like, I don't have any of that stuff anymore.
Scissors
does
will do it.
Does it spark joy for you and Lindsay?
Yeah, it sparks joy.
Then that's all that matters.
Stop it, Courtney.
Tell everybody else to screw.
Stop it.
No, I turn that thing on, and I feel the spirit of Christmas, and that is really all I need.
I didn't have the same type of sentiment from you when I put out my faux fireplace. If it sparks joy, let it enjoy it.
Well, because that thing's crazy.
Right. So, but a tree that's leaning to the left that looks like it's drunk in 3 feet of a branch and then a star that don't light up.
They should cut the, you should trim the top a little bit just because it's like one random branch. Okay. But if it leans left, it leans left.
Yeah. I would say, considering our great work with the Christmas tree, what is the exact company? I don't want to mess this up.
Christmas Tree For Me.
Christmas Tree For Me, as a spokesperson for this awesome company, James and you and Courtney went down, picked out a tree. They have a gorgeous one in our studio.
Yeah, look at that tree in our studio. That thing is, that is an award-winning Christmas tree.
So this would be like the guy from Hair Club for Men looking like me.
I did my best.
Before and after?
Right. The after is really not impressive.
Has Mitch been showing it on Twitch? Because I haven't been watching Twitch so far this week.
He has it.
Okay. Like, I just am not that embarrassed by it. Like, some people, the people in my DMs.
How can you not?
They're like, this is crooked. This is shameful.
It is.
You are doing a disservice to the baby Jesus. One guy told me, like, I don't understand why it's my tree, and if it leans a certain direction, then and I'm happy with it, it should be fine.
I think if you get a skirt on it, it'll look better.
I don't know. The leaning. It's like your tree is in, like, you know, the project hallway somebody just put up when you walk into the lobby. Yeah. That joint leaning left.
Yeah. I'm really it's about the season and about how everybody decides to celebrate it. So this is Paul from North Attleboro. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Same to you, Paul.
Greg, thank you. I have a quick tip. For that long branch, I ran into the same predicament, and I just took and used a long bread knife, the serrated edge, cut away, and it worked perfect.
I feel like I will end up with a visit to the emergency room after I try that.
Have your woman do it then, please,
or your concierge.
Yep, there you go. Well, have a good day, people.
Yeah. Maybe I could invite the concierge up and say there's some sort of a tree emergency, Curtis, and ask William if he'd be willing to work on it. All right. Shall we get to Leeds? I think we should.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
He's gone 2,000 miles. It's very far. The snow is falling down. It's colder day by day. I miss you. The children will sing. He'll be back at Christmas time.
Shine, the voice of an angel, Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Great Christmas song. Great pick by you. Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Get a new Subaru during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, and Subaru retailers will donate $300 to charity. SubaruofNewEngland.com is where you can learn more. Hey, Shime.
Hey, Greg. So sports adjacent lead for you today. Yesterday, I witnessed a murder on Twitter, and I felt like it needed to be shown to the public. So Adam Schefter had tweeted out about Sacramento State in discussions with Mike Vick, former NFL player, to become the next head coach, and how they acquired $50 million in NIL funds.
Fun fact, Bill Belichick called Sacramento State to see if they were interested.
There you go. And so,
also, I saw Georgia wanted him, but they didn't want to change their mascot.
Anyways, the...
too soon?
No, it's been a while. Okay. Adam Schefter was then retweeted by Doug Gottlieb, radio host in his own right, I believe.
Friend of the show.
There you go. Also the head coach of University of Wisconsin at Green Bay basketball. So Doug quote tweeted it with, "Jesus Schefty, edit what agents tell you, 0.0% chance Sacramento State has $50 million in NIL. So Schefter responded, yeah, they were able to raise those funds, blah, blah, blah. Then responded again with a, and Jesus, Doug, a 7-game losing streak and last place in the Horizon League. Less time on social media, more time in the gym. Great job, Adam Schefter. Yes. Put Doug Gottlieb in a body bag. Well done. That was enjoyable.
Yes. Is Michael Vick actually in the running for that job?
Yeah, that in Norfolk State.
Huh.
He's interviewing for both of those places.
All right. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. It's one of the last shows of the year for all of us. I have to scratch an itch. This is this morning. Mitch has it on Twitch. On Western Ave, right by the Trader Joe's in Alston, a street that never has parking, a road that is always full of traffic. This morning, I noticed, this may have started a couple days ago, I don't know, but there is a, this is on Twitch right now, you will see a series of plastic, rubber, whatever the hell those are, dividers, which has shut off an entire block of any parking spots. One that was almost, like, if you drove there, I would say 5% of the time you'd see a spot.
Yeah.
Both sides fully parked. You're about a block from the Harvard Stadium. You're right near Harvard's campus. You're on a very busy street with a ton of new construction. There's new developments across the street, office park, you name it. There's actually a great playground right there to the left of where you're looking. And now there's no parking. Overnight, it's like taking the Browns and moving them to Baltimore. This just gets done. I don't understand how we allow this. And if you're, let's just stipulate, right? Let's say we're going to have a boon of bikers. Why in God's name would you start this in December? There's nobody going to be on a bike between now and Memorial Day.
Right.
It is lunacy. Meanwhile, the city is running out of money, and they just keep spending more. They're trying to tax the, they were trying to put it all on anybody who had a business, all the commercial landlords and anybody who had a business, and they've been stopped at least for a while when it comes to that attempt. So now they're going to go back and jack up everybody who has a residence in the city and their taxes to try to cover the 8% increase that this mayor has had in her budget at a time when there's not the money to go around. And it's being spent on something that an infantile percentage of the population uses. Look at that. Curtis, great video.
We have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
Right. What does that have to do with anything?
And what does that do to those businesses? Like the Trader Joe's, the Starbucks that's right there. There's a few other, like I believe there's a gym. And I understand there's a parking garage underneath that building, but Curtis is completely right. There was always at least one spot. And so I used to choose to go to that Trader Joe's because I knew I would always get parking and it was easy.
Yeah.
Now it's going to deter people from going there.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. What's the purpose? And actually, if you continue straight down the street there with the Trader Joe's on your right, the big salt pile is there for all the vans and the trucks that treat the streets. How are you going to plow with those rubber things there?
Right. Why not have the...
I don't understand why you would do this in December.
Why not have the rubber things be, and this is just me asking the question, removable, so then in the wintertime you can remove it and have parking. And then if you want to have bike lanes in the late spring and summer, you just put those rubber things in.
Why don't we just get... Here's another potential solution.
Uh-huh.
I haven't thought this one all the way through yet, but why don't we just give every biker a protective rubber suit? And then they can just bounce off like vehicles or telephone poles or sidewalks or whatever.
Right. I'm for that, like one of them giant bubbles over the, like they roll down the hill in those big bubbles.
You don't have to worry about bike lanes or anything.
Right, like Bubble Boy. Yeah.
But Wiggy's so right. What if, just like we have when it's the morning, they have an extra lane hitting inbound. When it's the evening, they have an extra lane hitting outbound. Why wouldn't we have our bike lanes be able to be open and closed? If it's raining, nobody's going to be biking. Shut down the bike lane and improve the traffic flow.
Oh, you just do it from like, you just say from May to September 1st,
right?
Those rubber things will be there, and then from September 1st till the end of April, they won't be there.
Yeah. All right. Good lead, Curtis.
Thank you.
We are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.
All right, I've had quite enough of the tree shaming. Get it off Twitch. Get it off YouTube. Enough. It looks fine to me.
No.
How do you get to your bar?
Huh?
How do you get to your bar?
Oh, I don't need to get to that. Well, I just am. Mm-hmm. You all must have perfect trees if you're going to spend the morning shaming me on mine.
Well, I've already been kind of shaming you on a little bit of word of advice that might have helped you. You should have did it at night. Took the picture.
What? It is at night.
Well, that is at night.
Yeah, you should have shut the lights off.
Patriots game is on.
Oh, you should have. You should have shut the lights off so when, you know, it's just indoors and you just see the tree at night.
I'm really not.
I'm trying to help you out, brother.
No disrespect, but I don't care what you think about my tree or what anybody else thinks about my tree.
Trying to help you out.
It's supposed to be the most generous season of the year.
Mm. That thing's going to fall over at any moment. No, it looks it's going to destroy those picture frames and everything.
Very sturdy.
Right there.
Very stable, very sturdy. All right. Please, we have leads to get to. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. To read a few critic reviews of the Yellowstone series, possibly finale. They were saying season finale on the description, but everyone thinks it's the series finale.
You're a huge Yellowstone fan.
Massive, massive. Somebody wrote, "It is official. Game of Thrones is no longer the worst final season of any TV show ever. Yellowstone has taken that award. What a disaster of a final season." A lot of people comparing Yellowstone's final season and final episode to Game of Thrones and the disaster that was their final
episode. Was it really bad?
It was, huh?
Was it really that bad?
Well, I'm about to get to that.
Oh.
I criticized Yellowstone, their first episode without Kevin Costner. And the first three episodes, I would say, kind of seemed like they were mailing it in. There was a lot of time jumping, and they didn't really tell you where you were. Excuse me. My apologies.
No problem.
Oh, my God, you're okay.
She's choking her up, Yellowstone.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, very, very emotional. I will say the finale does not deserve the criticism that Game of Thrones got. I thought it was beautifully done with what it had. I'm not going to ruin it. I got criticized when I talked about the season opener, the second half season opener, because, you know, people hadn't seen it yet. I watched it yesterday. It's over an hour long.
Okay.
And without Kevin Costner, they had to tie things up. They couldn't keep going the way that they were going. The way in which they handled tying up everybody's storylines with a bow, it left you wanting no more. Like, I didn't walk away from it. It didn't fade to black and me say, that was it. It faded to black and I said, all right, that was a great story. I'm glad it was told and I'm glad I watched.
See, the fade to black can work, though. Like in the case of The Sopranos.
But
like,
people hated that.
That was the worst ending ever.
It was not the worst ending. It was the best ending.
So stupid.
No, it was not.
What happens?
It leaves you to think on your own. Like, nobody wants to. Everybody's so lazy they don't want it.
They want a conclusion. That's not crazy.
You know what happened.
What happened?
You saw Meadow walking out of the car and going in. You know what happened, unfortunately.
Oh, Greg, I love you. This is such a hard OT.
It's not really.
If you know what happened, then show it.
Right.
No, I was delighted with the end of The Sopranos.
Oh.
What did you like about it?
Right.
That you knew what was happening.
No, you didn't. It's actually the opposite.
No, I think you don't think you know what happened. I guarantee you, I
would rather be seen what happened.
Meadow walked in and they ended up shuffling loose this mortal coil at the hands of those two dudes who were sitting in there.
So you hated the end of Carry On, the new Netflix movie with Jason Bateman, when you actually got a conclusion to the bomb threat?
That movie is very good, Curtis.
It is very good.
You and I would share a review of that. That's an excellent film.
I agree. Excellent. Very well done. Not a shockingly watchable Netflix random flick.
Yeah, a good cast.
But you loved the way Yellowstone, or I guess I can't tell if you loved it.
No, I loved it. I loved how it ended. I thought the final couple of episodes were, they had
tied everything up.
They tied everything up, and it started off like they were mailing it in, but I thought it was beautifully done. Like every single character, and there are a lot of characters in Yellowstone, every single character's storyline was complete. And there may be some spinoffs, and I hope that there are. Like Beth Dutton, I think, is one of the best characters that's ever been on a TV show of all ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she is a perfect character.
The purpose,
perfectly imperfect
the
character.
The purpose of a TV show or a movie And I don't want all these morons out there go, oh, you should walk out of it having to think about what happened. No.
Yes, I don't want that.
You are paid as a director or a producer or whatever it is to, at the end of it, tie it up so I can go, oh, I know exactly what happened. Like at the end of Breaking Bad, I know exactly what happened. Like, spoiler alert, Walter White gets killed. Jesse then goes on to kind of finally break away from the chains. I don't want to be in The Sopranos. Go, does he get killed in there?
But
they
you
just
know Tony got whacked. Think a little bit.
How? Like, how do you know that?
Put your mind to work a little bit.
How do you know that?
Because you know it. That's
how?
Because
Greg, have you ever read a book that does that?
What? That does
that? Just all of a sudden, like, fades to black? No. The point.
You know, it's
supposed to tell a complete story.
You know, it's a fun fact, Wiggs. Greg wanted Super Bowl 51 to end in regulation.
Right. I mean, just because there's two guys sitting in a diner doesn't mean they kill
him. You don't have to take my word for it. Look at some of the filmophiles who are texting in and saying Greg is absolutely right
about
this.
So stupid. Look at it.
So every other show in the history of humans television has been bad because there was an ending.
Right. Here's the ending to it.
And then you see Don't Stop Believin' playing on the jukebox, and it was chef's kiss. Because I didn't want to see Tony die. I love Tony, even though you're supposed to hate Tony. I love Tony. I didn't want to see him die.
I know,
Me too, but I remember being a child. When did the finale happen?
I don't know.
90s?
Yeah, I remember being a child sitting and finishing my homework and my dad screaming at the TV. Like, are you effing kidding me?
It was like 2000 or something like that. I can't remember. But
2007.
They're just sitting in there, and it's not like she comes in, sits down, and then these two rando guys walk in that you really had this look on their face like, okay, they could be coming in there to kill him. It doesn't do that.
978 texter says, it was effing horrible. Courtney, you're out of your mind. Completely disagree.
On Twitch, I see somebody saying, Coco, 100% I agree.
Really? That's the way it
It has
goes.
A lot of people split. I just thought it was beautifully done, and it was a good send-off for a great show.
Yeah. After giving all that time to a television series, at least you were happy with the finale.
Yep.
All right. We got to take a break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next.